It takes a regiment to make an encampment, but one woman can make a home. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, School of the Master here in Campo, California. It takes a regiment to make an encampment, but one woman can make a home. It's very interesting what people do. They forget the power of one. They forget the power that one individual can have in a universe, in a country, in a world, in a home, and wherever else they might want to be. One woman has something very special about her, and that is she has one word that she has learned to be responsible with, and that word is responsible. She is responsible for the home. Now, that has become less and less true in recent years, but basically, one woman is in charge of the home. And that woman, even when there's a multiple marriages, you know, one woman is the chief woman. Like down in Ghana, they can have many wives, and in Nigeria, and one of our friends down there has about four or five wives, and he has the head wife, which is his first wife. She is the one who takes all the responsibility to tell everybody else what to do, and then the others have agreed to do whatever she said. And you might say, well, why would anyone want to do that, be second, third, fourth, fifth in a cortege of people? Because money's not easily found there, and work is not easily found, and men are not easily found who can support a wife. Now, this man can support that many wives and all of their children because he has work and he has a position that helps it. Now, heaven help him if he loses that job or loses his capacity to earn, then the women are going to have to get out and shuffle a lug to accomplish it. But again, there's one woman who is the head of the household. And because she's head of the household and takes responsibility for it, everything runs smoothly. When she doesn't take responsibility for it, then the house is a mess. Now, she cannot be taking responsibility for it when she has children who don't behave, when she has a husband who doesn't respect her, who has relatives and neighbors who don't respect her. But it all boils down to just one thing. They don't respect her because she doesn't respect herself. You say, well, maybe she's got some problems. Everyone's got problems. The most lowly, disgusting, disreputable being on the face of the earth has problems. But if they like themselves, everybody in their world likes them. And we saw a movie, Breakfast at Tiffany's, last night. And Breakfast at Tiffany's had this young girl who was nothing at home, but she always felt that she was good, and she had a good imagination. And so with her imagination, she creates herself to be a very impressive young lady, having a beautiful figure and being Audrey Hepburn and so forth. didn't hurt in the slightest. But she created herself as having a beautiful opportunity. And she took charge. And even when the party got rough, she took charge. And she made sure that everything went just the way she wanted it. And she apparently was not one who wanted to sleep with men. And so she created her ability to avoid them or evade them in their last moments of their amorous attentions. And it's quite interesting how these things function and these things work. But that's a woman who just took charge. Now, why is it that it takes a whole army, it takes a whole regiment to make an encampment? Well, I think that's a little unfair, because there's one person in charge, the regimental commander, the captain, lieutenant, whoever may be in charge. And he says, all right, we're going to put up our encampment here. And the encampment might entail maybe 100 tents, 100 pup tents for two men, or maybe a bunch of big tents. Or who knows what it may entail. It may entail developing an entire little community, which it, of course, is doing with the regiment. But yes, it takes a regiment to make an encampment, because a regiment is necessary to build all these homes and build all these places to eat, to live, to cook the food for the latrines and all of the other things that are necessary for an encampment. And happily, one woman doesn't have to do that. One woman can point her finger at various things and people and say, that's what I want done, that's what I want done, and it's done. So the statement generally here, it takes a regiment to make an encampment, but one woman to make a home. Yes, that's true. And I think the more we dwell upon the one person who makes a home, one person who has importance, the more we come up with something valid and important for us to think about. And what is it that makes this person, this one person, important? It's that they take responsibility. And they take responsibility to do whatever their job is, and they do it to their finest and their best. They put all their love into it. They put all of their joy into it. They put all of their imagination into it, and they bring the job about with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of creativity. And that's a great thing. But you have all seen many women in their homes where they just had a husband to take care of, and their home was always a mess, never taken care of. Many women, they had five or six children, and the house was always spotless. Everything was in order. Everything was in perfect order. You see, she had a lot of responsibilities on her. And then there's another home where they have five or six children, and it's a mess. So you can't just say that the presumed responsibility makes them into a wonderful person, but what does make them into a wonderful person? What would you say?
Liking themselves.
Yeah, that. We're talking about responsibility.
Oh, taking
it. Taking it. Taking responsibility. And so many people just do not take responsibility. And when they don't take responsibility, then they suffer the consequences. Now, they don't have to take responsibility. No one tells them that they have to do the job that they are undertaking, except themselves. Because they can just play dumb, play stupid, they can die, you know, they can be sick, they can have somebody else come in and do it. But many people just do not want to take responsibility, and when they don't take responsibility, their work or whatever they're doing just doesn't get done. So we have to be very careful what it is that we choose to do in life. If you had your choice, Ellen, what responsibility would you take? Would you take the responsibility of running a business and running a household? Or would you take the responsibility of walking your spiritual path? Which do you think would be the most desirable responsibility for you to take? And of course, I have a presumption about the answer, but what do you think would be the most desirable thing for you to do?
In walking my spiritual path.
If you really believe that,
yeah, I do.
Then you would allow nothing on the human path to disturb you. You would do whatever has to be done. You would do whatever should be done. And if you don't have time to do it when you're walking your spiritual path, then you just leave it alone. You just leave it alone. Now, we have a lot of people coming here to campus to be monks, to be working on campus, and to be living here on campus. And they're asked to do things. One woman was asked to clean the house, you know, to vacuum it and stuff. She says, I do this at home. And we pointed out to her that that doesn't matter. Whether you do it at home or whether you don't, what it is that you do your responsibility here. Whatever you're told to do here, you do it. And she says, but. And I said, no buts about it. If you don't like it, you're not required to remain here. And so she started to like it and put her imagination into it, which she did at home, and of course it came out very nicely. Many people come here and they work as monks, and they think I don't know what they're doing. And so they go out and they take a break under a tree, you know, and while they're supposed to be working, they're taking a nap. And I bring them up short on that. Other people come here and they're being monks, and they think they're going to have a relationship with one of the other monks. And I tell them, that's a no-no. What they do off campus is their business, but in the monastery, that's a no-no. We do not fool around with sexual activities here on the campus. And they still persist. And they feel so elated that they got away with it. But of course, they didn't get away with it. Because you see, when you violate whatever you have agreed to do, and you go contrary to it, I will not bring the axe down. You'll bring it down upon yourself. And you'll bring it down upon yourself in, oh, such interesting ways. Such very interesting ways. Ways that make your body very unhappy, make you very, very sick, blow your mind, where once you'd been a stable person, now you're very unstable. And I think you know what I mean. And other people who had poor relationships lost out very poorly on these things. You see, I don't do anything to anybody. I merely say, follow the rules. Whatever you have put into motion, whatever causes you put into motion, you're going to get the results of that. And some of the monks feel that other monks are not doing the right thing. I say, hey, since when are you the creator of that person? Are you going to create them doing the right thing or the wrong thing? If you're going to create them doing the right thing, well, go for it. You're going to create them doing the wrong thing. I don't need two wrongs here. You know, that doesn't go. So, mind your own business. Mind your own business. And that is the most wonderful thing anyone can do, is to mind their own business. Now, when you mind your own business, then you are the woman who can make a home. Then you are the leader of industry and business. When our lady who was fired from Hewlett-Packard as the chief executive officer or whatever she was, what was she doing? Basically, she was exquisite, very good. She did not stick her nose into any of the little itty-bitty areas, like whether the janitor was doing his job right or not, you know, or whether her executives were carrying out their work properly or not. She just gave them responsibilities, and she had other people doing the checking on these things. She didn't have to do that. She was not the day-to-day person in the operation of the many companies. But what she did do, she allowed herself to take on so many diverse projects at one time that her mind was not able to spin in so many directions at one time, and she made a few errors, which cost a few billion dollars. That's a lot of money. But to her credit, she made a lot of beneficial things, which made $100 billion for the company and more. So the few billion really is minor when you look at what she brought to the company. But because a few people wanted her position and wanted her out, they used that one little framework as the out vessel. And you see, we want to always run our own world, run our own house, run our own life. And while we're doing that, we're having a great experience of doing all sorts of wonderful things and enjoying life. Though it may take a regiment to make an encampment, one person, one being, one woman can make a home. What role are you playing now for yourself in your world? Are you walking your spiritual path with 100% of your dedication and not allowing your emotions or your life to get in the way at all? Or are you walking your human, you can't say spiritual, you see the one or the other. Are you walking your human path as a divine being? And that's a very good thing too. If you're walking your human path as a divine being, then you attempt to be untouchable, one-pointed, unpossessed, and non-judgmental, and unconditionally loving in every possible way that you can. When you have brought that to its peak or to its max, then you are 100% walking your spiritual path. But while you're still training yourself along the way, be your divine human being, your divine human self. And don't worry about being your absolute self, because if you haven't accomplished being your divine human self, you'll never walk your absolute self in this dimension at this time, unless some miracle happens. And it could. And I bless you that it will. Have a lovely evening, and know that my thoughts are with you, my love surrounds you, and I love you, I love you, I love you.
You.